A festival turns frightful. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News.
We have a child who was killed today at an event that did not have any proper planning.
Washington, D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser demanding people be held accountable after a 15-year-old boy was killed when shots were fired during a street festival and concert. Police Chief Robert Conti.
The event was unsafe. There were several people who were injured as a result of their leg or ankles being trampled as they tried to run from the area.
A police officer among those injured. There have been no arrests yet. Also no arrests yet in a mass shooting early this morning in New York City. One man was killed, eight others wounded and hospitalized in the Harlem neighborhood. Now, that D.C. festival was among those nationwide for Juneteenth, the new federal holiday being observed today, though it commemorates June 19, 1865, when the final slaves were freed after the Civil War. Because it's a holiday, there's no mail service, schools and government offices closed, no stock market trading. Young kids, including babies and toddlers, will be getting jabbed starting this week with COVID vaccines after final CDC and FDA approval.
Pfizer's three-shot vaccine is for kids 6 months to 4 years old and takes about 3 months to complete the series, while Moderna's is for kids 6 months to 5 years old and has two shots given 4 weeks apart. The FDA okayed a third Moderna dose for kids with immune conditions that make them more vulnerable to serious illness.
Fox's Tanya J. Powers. The Democrat-led House committee investigating last year's Capitol riot holds another hearing tomorrow into attempts to overturn the election. There are two Republicans on the committee. Both had voted to impeach then-President Trump afterward. And Congressman Adam Kinzinger tells ABC's This Week, even though their probe is not criminal.
I certainly think the president is guilty of knowing what he did, seditious conspiracy.
Most other Republican lawmakers disagree, and they call this probe unfair and political. Former President Trump calls it a fraud. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Later this week, President Biden will go to Europe again for G7 and NATO summits. Next month, the president will travel to the Middle East.
Republicans and Democrats are particularly questioning a planned stop in Saudi Arabia, a nation the president said should be considered a pariah due to human rights abuses. On Fox News Sunday, National Economic Council Director Brian Deese says the trip has a single purpose.
When it is in U.S. interest for the president to engage with a foreign leader, he will do so. If he believes he can advance U.S. national security interest and U.S. economic interest for American families.
Many still believe there is some connection of the Saudi crown prince to the death of journalist Jamal Khashoggi. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
Now, back on Friday, the president said he was not going to meet one-on-one with the crown prince, but they'll be together in a group meeting of leaders. Well, his energy secretary, Jennifer Granholm, said yesterday she believes there will be a one-on-one meeting. Oil prices and production could be a big issue. The price of gas is down a fraction, a sixth day in a row. AAA's national average for regular is now $4.98. That's 3 cents off the record high. There's a new major champion in golf.
The 122nd U.S. Open nearly got pushed to a playoff Sunday, but American Will Zalatoris barely missed a 14-foot putt on the final hole.
And Matthew Fitzpatrick is a champion again at the Country Club in Brookline.
Same place where Fitzpatrick won the U.S. Amateur 9 years ago. Audio on NBC, Fitzpatrick joined Jack Nicklaus as the only men to win the U.S. Amateur and the U.S. Open on the same course.
He called me up down there just at the presentation just to congratulate me, and coming from someone like that, it means the world.
And on Father's Day, to earn his first PGA Tour win at the U.S. Open with his family there.
Oh, my God!
His mom.
Oh, so proud of you.
Jared Max, Fox News.
Tonight, the Stanley Cup Final resumes on the ice. Colorado leads Tampa Bay 2-0. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.